This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Megan and Jasmine were laying out earlier in the program what President Trump's new limits on work visas might mean for this economy because, to repeat myself, immigration is a labor force story. We are going to turn now, though, to some immigration history, how we used to let people come to America and how that relates to some of what is happening today. Jialin Yang's new book about her family and the changes we have made to immigration laws through the years is called One Mighty and Irresistible Tide. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me, first of all, how your parents came to the United States?
They came as students, really. So they grew up in Taiwan, and in their 20s, they came to the U.S. for graduate education. My dad in economics, my mom in science, and they then decided to stay and build a life here. And for me, I never really knew the story of why they were allowed to stay. I sort of took that part for granted, but the story of them coming for their education, then settling in, being married, having me, that was always the story.
The backstory, of course, is the immigration law of 1965. Yeah. How did that benefit them, I guess, is the question.
So our entire family is here. My mom's siblings are here. They have kids of their own. And essentially the story of why everyone is here is traced back to this law. And I think that's the case for many Americans, especially Asian Americans. This law was really important because it basically said we're not going to be picking immigrants based on their ethnicity anymore. In the past, the government had prioritized people from Northern and Western Europe to deter people from countries that they thought were undesirable. And so in 65, they eliminated that form of discrimination and instead said, you know, if you already have someone coming here, this is what the Trump administration calls chain migration, their sibling, their parent, their child gets priority to get a visa. And it really is why the demographics of this country are changing so rapidly.
It has to be pointed out that this law comes amid the Civil Rights Act of the mid-1960s and the protests, and yet somehow gets subsumed, right? It does kind of get lost, which you say in your introduction.
It's a kind of a little-known law from this time, I'd say, or relatively little-known. I think it's increasingly recognized as an important one. I think probably because the people who wrote it didn't realize how significant it would be either. You know, for them, it was this capstone achievement to rectify discrimination against, in particular, Jewish and Italian Americans. But no one thought that through the way that this law would reshape our immigration system, that America's racial demographics would be changed forever. That was not on people's minds.
There is certainly now, and I'll leave it to you to explain how it might have existed in the past, but a tension between the family reunification motivation for American immigration policy and the desire of getting skilled immigrants to this country. Does that play in this law and in the decades since?
It's a really critical piece of the history. The thing to remember is that for a long time, we essentially had open borders. But over time, starting in the 50s, we began to sort of add these requirements and ways of thinking about, you know, do we want people who are highly skilled? And in 65, there was this huge debate over, okay, if you're not going to do ethnic quotas, how are we going to pick who's going to come into this country? And they arrived at family, interestingly, as a way of keeping the country more white. In fact, at first they wanted to prioritize skills, but they switched it and said, let's actually prioritize families because that'll protect the white ethnic identity of this country. And ever since then, most of the green cards that are issued are based on family ties. And now the Trump White House, of course, is really trying to change that. You know, they keep claiming that this is because of the pandemic, it's because of the economic fallout. And so they constantly talk about chain migration. And our laws, I think they realize, are exactly why this country's demographics have changed so much in ways that I think we haven't really fully grappled with. We just sort of assume that we've always been a nation of immigrants. But I think when you look at the history, you begin to see the ways in which we're constantly choosing who can come in, who cannot, who has the right papers, who doesn't. Each of these decisions is a very political fight, and we're just in the middle of that all over again now.
Jialin Yang is a deputy national editor at the New York Times. Her book is called One Mighty and Irresistible Tide. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me so much.